Masechet Avodah Zarah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. This Mishnah is going to talk about the Avodah Zarah that we know as Markolis. Markolis in the times of the Torah was a type of Avodah Zarah that they would worship to help them in business and during travel. The planet Mercury is named after that. The way that the Avodah Zarah looked, it was two stones on the bottom and then one stone on top, representing the head on top and the arms on the bottom. That had power, and these mounds of stones would usually be found by the crossroads where there was to give direction to travelers. So people who were passing by would throw a stone at it. The way it was worshipped is they would throw a stone onto the pile. Those stones obviously became forbidden to benefit from, like the idol itself. Here we'll talk about what if you have other stones that are found in the area of the Markolis, but not actually super close. In other words, it was more than 4 amot away from the Markolis. Mishnah says, Rabbi Ishmael omer, Shalosh avanim zo besad Markolis asuro. It says, Rabbi Ishmael, if there are three stones, one next to another, that are found lying near the Markolis, but still more than 4 amot away, we say they're forbidden to benefit from them, because it's possible that a mini version of the Markolis idol was set up, that many times people near the main Markolis would set up a smaller version of the Markolis. And we have to be nervous that this idol here, or these stones, are a mini Markolis. Ushtayim mutarot. But if it was only two stones, it would be permitted, because two stones is not enough to make a Markolis. They would make it with a minimum of three stones. But Hachamim are going to disagree. Hachamim omrim, shenirot imo asurot, say the Hachamim, when these stones appear together with the Markolis, which means they're within 4 amot of the Markolis, even if they're only one or two stones, they would be forbidden. So that Hachamim agree with, because there, you're going to assume that maybe it rolled away, it fell off of the main Markolis. Ve'she'en nir'ot imo mutarot. But if the stones do not appear together with the main Markolis, it's permitted. So if it was more than 4 amot away, even if it was three stones, we're not going to assume that it was a Markolis. We don't assume that they established mini Markolis near the main Markolis.